I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Parents, teachers, and programs have tried a lot of different ways to boost Black girls' self-esteem, but what about doing it through rock and roll? Black Girls Rock is a mentoring organization founded by former model and current DJ Beverly Bond. She's one of the most successful female DJs on the scene. The group is holding its third annual awards this weekend in New York. We spoke briefly with the big winner, singer Erykah Badu, while she was out traveling with her family.
I love the interaction between myself and the audience. It always felt really good. And so when I got to be a big girl, continued to follow that dream and became a singer and eventually a recording artist. And when you become a recording artist, you're given a platform. That platform can be used for many, many things. And for some reason, and I'm still learning the reason, I choose to use my platform to uplift and ask questions and raise consciousness. And every time I use my platform, it's also therapy for me. So I grow a little bit every time.
In addition to honoring Badu, the group is also giving the Humanitarian Award to the model and entrepreneur Iman, who is also the global ambassador for the AIDS organization Keep a Child Alive. I sat down recently with Beverly Bond and asked her about the mission of her mentoring organization.
Black Girls Rock is a youth empowerment mentoring organization that I started for young women of color. I started it as a reaction to what I saw as very limited images of women of color in media.
So is this, when you use the word rock, you have a lot of fantastic musicians associated with this, and you yourself are no stranger to music. But mm-hmm. Do you mean rock as in rock music? Do you mean rock as in attitude? What are you talking about?
I mean, initially, of course, it meant rock as in attitude, but it does not exclude rock music. We're actually going to do a Black Girls Rock concert series right after the awards, and we are going to focus on alternative Black artists.
Now, tell me about some of the women that you're going to be honoring and how you picked them.
The Black Girls Rock Awards, this is actually our third year of doing the awards. We launched with the first annual awards, and we started off with just two honorees. We honored DJ Jazzy Joyce, and we honored MC Light, and we honored both of them for being pioneers in hip-hop. So I started the Black Girls Rock mentoring program, but at the same time I said, you know what, not only do I need to start the mentoring program, we also need an award show. We need to also show young girls that there are these women out here who are doing major, beautiful, wonderful things and who are great role models that they don't get an opportunity to see all the time. And in year two, it just grew. We moved us to Lincoln Center. Last year we honored Susan Taylor for social humanitarian work. We honored Marsha Ambrosius from Flowetry. Common won our only one and only award that we give to men, which is a Soul Brother Number One award. The Monument Award, which is what the Rutgers women's basketball team won last year, this year is being given to Nicole and Valerie Bell.
When you think about the work that you're doing, this is the most privileged country in the world, despite the fact that we're going through these very difficult times. And even when you talk about young girls of color, you're talking about, on a global scale, girls who are privileged. So why are girls having so much trouble finding their way in this society?
A lot of the girls in the hood are not privileged. And I think that also, if we are in such a privileged country, we're in such a diverse country, but yet the diversity is not shown in media. And this is a lot of the mind, the way that these young girls' minds are shaped is because of what they see and hear through media and music. And it's a misrepresentation. To me, it's obvious why there's problems for young girls of color. They're being shown one way, and they're being shown, like, you know, you can be, if you want to see yourself in a glamorized way, then you have to objectify yourself. That's the major message that's out for young women of color.
How'd you learn to DJ?
I've loved music all my life. I've been attracted to music. I've been I was a club kid. I would dance all the time. I knew mad DJs. I was collecting records, and you would have sworn I was a DJ before I started DJing. I started in 2000, but you would have sworn I was a DJ before that, because if you saw my record collection, you'd be like, you know, people would come to my house and say, okay, who's the DJ? And I'm like, oh, and I would always tell people I would never, ever do that, because I would never want that responsibility, because to me, being a DJ was a responsibility. And so I started practicing with my friends, and I already had the kind of the idea, because I knew many DJs before that, I got my turntable. So I kind of had the idea and the basics of what to do as a DJ. But honestly, I never really thought I was going to take it to the level that I took it to.
What's a track that you love that you think people should know about that they might not?
Oh, God, there's so many.
something that will get you up if you're feeling down.
Something that gets you up when you're feeling down. I think the live version of George Benson on Broadway. I think anything Stevie Wonder ever sings.
Yeah.
For me, Nas, the Illmatic album. Gosh, there's so many songs. I mean, Marvin Gaye, like anything he's ever made.
I noticed everybody you picked is a guy.
Yeah. Okay. Shaka Khan. I'm every woman. I know. I think that's a tomboy me. Let me wait a minute. There are plenty of women artists that I love as well.
Well, you have some great talent working with you on this event. And so, you know, Erykah Badu. And
oh, yeah. I should have said Erykah Badu.
Yep.
Mama's Gun. Listen to that album.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you could summarize kind of what you want girls to get out of what you're doing, just do it for me.
I just want girls to see that the world is not limited to them, and that they don't need to necessarily objectify themselves in order to get ahead. And I think that the message that they're getting right now is that that's the best way for them to get ahead. And I just want them to know that, like, you know, yeah, we're women, period. I think women are beautiful and sexy, and we have that. That's the icing. But you need the cake. And the cake is the substance and the skills and the intelligence and the rationale. It's like, that's what I think that they need to focus more on, because you have the other stuff. It's already there.
Well, Beverly, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That was the founder of Black Girls Rock, DJ Beverly Bond. The organization will have its third annual award show this weekend in New York. And she joined us from our NPR studios in New York. Like a rolling stone.